It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. It is Friday. Today marks the beginning of March, in fact. So New Hampshire Magazine's managing editor, Erica Thoitz, joins us in the studio to talk about what's coming up this month. Hey, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing really well, and welcome back. It's almost spring. It's March. So I know one thing that's on your mind. It's maple sugaring season.
It is time.
So what would you suggest for a good maple sugaring experience as we get into the month?
Sure. There's a lot going on, and it's officially maple sugaring month, and that's the NH Maple Producers put that on. So you can go to their website, and you can find a sugar shack near you. There's a lot of them throughout the state, but there's some big stuff going on, too. Prescott Farm in Laconia is one. They do tap into maple, which is a really cool thing where you can get your hands on the process.
This is a place where you can really go and learn how to do it.
It is, yeah. They have an environmental center there, and they also have people on hand to identify things for you. So, hey, this is what a maple tree looks like, because I'm not sure that I actually know.
Yeah, you don't want to be tapping your pine trees.
No, that would not be good. And then over in Warner, this is an interesting one. The Mount Kearsarge Indian Museum, they open up the grounds during a weekend of fun where you can go and learn about how Native Americans made maple syrup, because we're not, you know, the inventors of this, which I think is a really interesting spin on the whole experience.
Yeah, absolutely. To get some historical context about that. Yeah.
And then I think we've talked about the Rocks before, but just like they have cool Christmas stuff going on, they also have maple sugaring going on.
This is the Rocks Estate up in Bethlehem.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely. And they host a whole series of events for maple sugaring. And, you know, if you want to get out into the pristine country, I think that's a great place to go.
Yeah, and there's so many places around the state to go, small places, backyards, farms, and all of that.
Absolutely.
But really, it's kind of that quintessential New Hampshire experience.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so the other big thing that happens in March around here, of course, is St. Patty's.
Can't forget about St. Patrick's
Day. No, you cannot.
Even if you try, you can't. People will remind you.
It's true.
You know, I live in Manchester, so this is one near and dear to my heart, but every year they do the Shamrock Half Marathon and Shuffle. Also, the parade is that weekend. So it's a St. Patrick's Day everywhere.
Yeah, it's really interesting, too. It always depends on the weather. Sometimes it's, you know, sunny and 60. Sometimes it's snowing.
Yeah. I was considering the 2 mile run, the shuffle. I don't know if I'm ready to run in the wet and cold if it is. So we'll see. But it is a really fun weekend in Manchester.
So what are some of the highlights of it besides the parade and the actual the shuffle itself?
Sure. So after all the shuffling is done, and maybe they named it that because people were imbibing before. But afterwards, a lot of local restaurants open up with specials and all sorts of fun stuff that you can go in and hang out and, of course, you know, drink some green beer, I would imagine.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you maybe stay away from the green beer, but there's other ways you can
there
enjoy
really
it.
There really is, yes.
Yeah. What about some other St. Patrick's stuff happening around the state?
Sure. You know, I don't know what it is about New Hampshire and running around St. Patrick's Day, but Dover also has the Run Before You Crawl, which sounds a lot more, you know, bar heavy than it really is. After that run, also restaurants open up again, but that's more of a food crawl, not so much a you know, drinking crawl. And you don't have to run that one. You can just buy tickets to the restaurant portion.
If you just want to, you know, bulk up on the calories and not actually do the running first.
Which is probably what I would do.
Either way, you could do that. For you, what's the highlight of the month? What are you looking forward to the most?
Okay, so I have to say right off the bat that I'm involved in this event.
Okay.
But I love it. And I'm a huge, huge fan of it. Coming up is On Tap for CASA New Hampshire, which is a bar stool marathon, which is much more my speed than actual marathons.
Now, when you say bar stool marathon, are you talking about not a drinking marathon?
Nope, it's not a drinking marathon.
Okay.
You just have to sit on a bar stool for 12 hours.
I could do that.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of training, I imagine. but no, we have a team. It's not just me sitting there for 12 hours. You know, everybody has a team of 4 to 10 people. So you can take turns. And,
so you're taking your shift. It's like any other athletic event where you're passing the baton on.
Exactly. Pass the stool. All sorts of fun stuff. There's karaoke. There's trivia. There's a spelling bee. Tons of team competition. We're also going to be raising money throughout the evening. So as the money totals will be up on a screen so we can all see who's in the lead. It's really fun. We have a great time. It's at New England's Tap House Grill in Hooksett.
Okay. Lots of events here to consider for the month of March. New Hampshire Magazine's managing editor, Erica Thoitz, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll talk to you again for April.
Sounds good.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.